Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, you know what time it is, DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL? DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any time touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use code DNVR, place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Happy almost Thanksgiving, one Will Keys.
Right back at you, my friend.
Don't you thank me back, you son of a bitch.
Won't do it.
Don't wish me a happy anything. This is That's Good Broncos. It is a podcast about the Denver Broncos and NFL happenings. And we've got news to discuss because Melvin Gordon was released on Monday. There might be a guy they could claim. There's some coaching news for the Broncos already, possibly. And I guess we'll get through and make all of our game picks very quickly today because there are three Thursday games, so we cannot mess around this week.
Nope. What is your favorite Thanksgiving game? Lions, Cowboys, or other?
I always like the Lions game because it's rarely good, but it's on in the morning.
Yeah.
It just, that game to me always feels the most like Thanksgiving because it's on typically like right after like the parade stuff. And when I was growing up, my mom would always want the Macy's parade on.
Sure.
And then we eat a little later. So like I can kind of watch that one the most. And since I've never liked the cow and I always root for the Lions, it feels like this year, I don't know who I'm rooting for in that game. You got Bills and Lions. Should be a good game for once. Then they throw that. I did not like adding a third game, if I'm honest.
Huh, really?
Yeah. And that's just work related. I think if I weren't working and having to like pay attention to it, it might be nice. That's usually when I like to start, you know, finishing off the amount of alcohol I'm going to have for the day. And I don't know. It's always loud and I got to sneak away and watch.
Turkey hits, you know?
What's that?
The turkey hits.
Yeah.
Start to get a little sleepy.
The Noah trip to
go to sleep.
Yep.
But your family won't leave. And there's this football game to watch. And you just want to pass out.
Yeah. And this year I'll be streaming that game though.
So, oh, terrific. Well, if you don't want to spend time with your family, spend time with Brandon.
That's right. Because we're doing Thanksgiving on Saturday, so.
Good move.
What about you, Will? Which one do you like?
I don't much care for the Cowboys games.
Yeah.
I would rather see a bad Lions game than a good Cowboys game, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I think
Lions we're gonna get in the morning.
Yeah, why not? It's a little 9:30 start time over here. It's perfect.
And it starts like a half hour earlier than normal football. I don't know why that it always sneaks up on me too. I'm like, oh shit, the game's on. Cool.
It does. Yeah. It was also very funny seeing when Jim Nance and Phil Simms used to do it on CBS, like seeing the Lions be, 1-8 and get the number one CBS crew.
Yeah.
Just out of default was always very funny to me. So I'm looking forward to the full slate of football, as always.
Yeah,
thank God we don't play on Thanksgiving. We already play on Christmas. That's bad enough. But I'm really glad we didn't get a Thanksgiving game. Jesus Christ.
Don't need any more primetime attention, the Broncos.
No.
For sure. So
we don't need any attention at all.
Yeah, just get off our backs, please. Yeah. Stop looking at us.
For the love of God, don't even put us on TV. Just the radio.
Ooh. One of those hardcore fans where you listen to Broncos radio casts while the game's on so you don't miss a thing about what's happening. Okay. Melvin Gordon.
Yes.
So we debated doing a podcast on Monday to talk about Melvin Gordon getting cut, but there's just too much. Too much work to do those days. So I said, fuck it. We'll wait till now. And no surprise that after another fumble, he was released. And shout out to Melvin Gordon for posting or reposting a picture of himself in place of OJ Simpson in the Ford slow white Bronco leaving town. Was hilarious. At least I thought so. Because he was basically saying
that he killed two people in a driveway.
He said he killed somebody and he's leaving. No, that Broncos fans are a little weird. Hasn't been easy being here, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think Melvin Gordon respects like a funny troll job. I don't think he's one of those players who's going to get the weird hate that comes from football fans as well.
Yeah.
Where he fumbles in a game, so people want to attack every aspect of his life. But
I can't stand the people that like tweeted a player saying like go kill yourself or set yourself on fire or jump off of a bridge.
Have to be that like violent. It's just the people who will tweet to him and be like, I hope you never succeed again or work again or like,
yeah,
just people are fucked up, man. They are effed up. And I get it. Like, we're all frustrated about the fumbles. Yeah. We all tweet about it, but I'm not tweeting at him. I'm not pulling every single Melvin Gordon fumble and then tweeting that to him to rub it in his face.
Yeah, he knows. He is the most aware of anybody. And on one hand, like, yeah, he's making a lot of money to fumble five times in 10 games, often at the most crucial juncture of these games. But, he is a human being as well with feelings.
Sad we got to say that. I feel like you have to say that once a month.
Yeah, and I like to tweet about, like, damn it, Melvin Gordon fumbled again. But you don't need to tag him in it. You don't need to, fucking drag him through the mud, because at some point, I kind of just figured that it's on the coaching staff for allowing it to happen that many times.
Yeah, coaching staff, being critical of the play on the field. And separating that from the human aspect is It's a skill not demonstrated on the internet.
No. And I think, sorry, the problem too is like the last couple of years, we got fumbles for sure. But also, like, he was a good running back outside of that.
Yeah.
And this year, it just hasn't been there. And, you know, you could say part of that is the fact that no one on the team has run the ball well.
Yeah.
Out of the many running backs we've tried out at this point. So that could be, a wider issue. But if he had been breaking off long runs and helping the team, you know, you might be able to look the other way after a couple, probably not five big ones.
Yeah.
But, it just hasn't been his year. And this was, obviously, like, they should have done it earlier, I think. But, just fucking move on and forget about it. It's over. Be done with it. Let's wash our hands of this.
Wash it. You know who might be getting a start this week?
Who?
Trevor Siemian for the Chicago Bears if Justin Fields is not good to go. I don't know. You were talking about washing your hands, and I was just thinking about in my head. I'm going to explain how I got there.
Okay.
Every Broncos quarterback, we just got to wash our hands of.
Yeah.
And I went all the way back to Siemian. I was like, we don't have to wash our hands of Siemian, really.
I enjoyed him, especially under Kubiak that one year. Still probably the best quarterbacking we've gotten.
Man, that's when the offense could light it up with 24 points in a football game.
Yeah, I mean, goddamn. If Vance Joseph had not taken over for Gary Kubiak and we got to see the full blooming of Trevor Siemian as a quarterback, we could be talking about a top 18 guy right now.
He could be Jimmy-esque type.
Jimmy-esque, a little bit of Kirk. I think he's got some Kirk to him,
somewhere in between Jimmy G and Kirk Cousins.
Not as like threateningly handsome as Jimmy, just kind of punchable as Kirk Cousins is at times.
Yeah. Not as punchable, not as fuckable. That's Trevor Siemian.
Yeah. Just kind of a likable guy. And we could be dealing with, a halfway decent quarterback right now if we had devoted the last 6 years to his development, I think.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think you and I both believe Russell Wilson is still a halfway decent quarterback.
I think we
probably believe in him more than most people. And it has just been a horrible season in every way. But running back, Gordon gone. And then the Los Angeles Rams release Darrell Henderson, kind of surprisingly. Uh-huh. Would you be interested in the Broncos making a claim for Henderson?
No, not really. I mean, it wouldn't move me one way or another. I think if you could get like Cam Akers in there and give him a fresh start, that might pique my interest a little bit. But I think you're going from one bad offensive situation to another. And as we know, running backs are heavily reliant on the boys up front, and the Rams have had a lot of offensive line issues following Andrew Whitworth's retirement and Austin Corbett, and they've had some injuries, and obviously that's the case here in Denver too. So a lot of people are saying that we need to draft a running back next year, which might end up being the case depending on Javonte Williams, but I would love to see them not sign a running back in free agency, because I know people kind of have their eyes on Tony Pollard. I would rather allocate some money up front to some halfway decent offensive linemen that could make a difference. Maybe draft an offensive lineman.
Or three.
And take like a mid to late round running back and pair him with Javonte. Hopefully Javonte is, not ruined forever. But I, you know, just like one of the guys that comes to mind, like Deuce Vaughn out of Kansas State. I know you like that name already.
You know,
Zach
I do.
Carbonet out of UCLA. There's some dogs out there.
What's better than a Vince Vaughn? Deuce Vaughn, because you get two.
You do. You do. Double Vaughns. He's not as tall as Vince Vaughn, though.
Thank God.
And not as quick. He's not as quick-witted, but he can run that football.
Yeah. Here's one interesting thing about Daryl Henderson, though. Zero yes. fumbles. Zero fumbles.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I like that part.
I think I agree with that. Broncos need a better line, and by virtue of having a better line, you'll have a better running back.
Yeah.
We'll wait to discuss the draft when we get there, though.
Just plant the seeds.
Yeah, plant those little seeds shall grow. Again, back to washing our sins away. One yeah. Chad Kelly has just won the Grey Cup.
Yep.
Swag Kelly, leading Canada to a championship.
Yeah, I think the former Baylor defensive lineman Sean Oakman was on that team too. If you remember him, he's like the really, really big dude who was memed for quite a while. And then I think like unjustly accused of assault and then acquitted. But yeah, some interesting characters on that team for sure. Good for Chad. It's really a bummer. He deserved like a good 4-game stretch in Denver as the starting quarterback just to see. But instead we had to finish out the season with Case Keenum.
Correct. He led the Toronto Argonauts to the Grey Cup, and then he went on the Pardon My Take podcast and said he could probably start ahead of 50% of the quarterbacks in the NFL. So I admire that confidence.
I like that.
He was pretty open about, he's like, you know, because I did some really stupid stuff off the field, I think I got the reputation that I would be too stupid to understand the NFL game. And that's kind of what cost me, you know, my chance. And I was thinking back, obviously, it was the Halloween party where, you know, he went into the wrong house, was chased out with a vacuum cleaner. He was about a week or two away from, I feel like, being inserted into the starting role.
I think he would have played.
Yeah, it might have been the following game. Like, it was that close. And I think Broncos fans, we'd seen some things at us, you know, Chad Kelly in the preseason, and we're a little excited. It's so hard. Like, you can't take anything away from preseason, but he seemed to have the arm talent, a little bit of the gunslinger in him where he's going to take some chances, but
he had a funny release too. He had like a funny, like Johnny Unitas style release.
Yeah. But
I liked it. And obviously the pedigree, you know, he's got Super Bowl losing genetics.
My point, bring him back. Bring Chad back.
Yeah, it might be time. It might be time.
That's a gettable QB where you don't have to give up anything because he's plays for Canada. Even if he's just Russ's backup.
Do you not have to give up anything to the CFL to poach one of their players?
Maybe money. I don't know.
Canadian dollars.
Some loonies.
Some loonies. Some toonies.
No, and in fact, they still cover the player with their health insurance, so it saves you money.
Wow.
That's how kind they are. They're like, yeah, take away our guy here and we'll keep giving him his insurance.
Damn.
Don't you know? Canada.
Wouldn't that be cool to just not have to worry about health insurance?
I'm having to re-sign up because the company I chose will no longer serve my state this next year.
Awesome.
And so you have to now triple check to make sure it covers all of the same doctors that you have, because even when they say they do, that doesn't mean shit. Anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about something that brings me joy, and that is DraftKings Sportsbook. I wish they could just insure me. Do you do insurance, DraftKings? Anyway, DraftKings is my go-to when betting on football this season. I like to do some same-game parlays. That's where you can stack some bets from the game. Maybe you take passing yards on your quarterback, betting the over there. First touchdown scored or anytime touchdown score, and you stack a couple of those bets, it multiplies your payout, and if you hit, you win big. And right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets. I don't know how that converts to loonies, but that's the American dollar there, $150. So that's, again, I wish DraftKings insured me. I wish I could just go into my doctor and show them my DraftKings card. They're like, okay, let's parlay your surgeries today, Brandon. Let's parlay those. You're going to get 3-for-1 with our surgery deal. You download the app, you use our code DNVR when you sign up over at DraftKings, and new customers, do that $5 bet, and if it hits, $150 in free bets. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Okay, Will, Chase Edmonds, running back, he's going to miss how much time?
4 weeks. He's going to miss 4 weeks with an ankle sprain.
Cut Melvin Gordon, Chase Edmonds out for a month. So
we hardly.
What's our depth chart for running backs?
I believe that would be Latavius Murray, Marlon Mack, and Divine Ozigbo.
Okay. They're going to move Ozigi Starbust up. Ozigi Starbust.
Reminder that we entered the season with Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, and Mike Boone.
Oh yeah, where's Mike Boone? Is he still hurt too?
It's like, you know that Simpsons episode, Homer at Bat, where like all the tragedies befall all the professional baseball players?
Yeah.
I think Mike Boone, I just haven't heard anything about him. I feel like he got sent into like another dimension, like Ozzie Smith in that episode.
Yeah. He's eligible to return from IR week 13 after recovering from his ankle injury.
I don't even know what week it is.
It's week 12. So,
okay.
Mike Boone and Deshaun Watson can come back the same week.
There will be equal fanfare for both.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? I hope the Broncos just start doing an offense without running backs. Because whatever they do since Javonte Williams got hurt just leads to worse things happening for more people. And I don't think it's fair to these running backs at this point.
Do we know if maybe Kendall Hinton can play running back?
Ooh, I'll take it.
Give it a shot. Yeah.
I mean, have we tried throwing the ball 60 plus times a game with Russ yet?
Not that I know of, no.
Fuck it. Russ, 70 passes is what I want to see against the Panthers.
That's what from everything we've learned about Russell Wilson, the key to unlocking his fullest ability is to not support him with a running game.
It's not going to happen when they do it, so why even pretend?
Yeah.
And
that's a good point.
He still has a strong arm. So what's your normal like yardage depth and shotgun?
Like 5 yards, probably.
Go 12.
Go
12 yards back.
Like a punt.
Yeah. Like a punt. 12 yards back. Gives Russ plenty of time to throw. It fixes protection. And sure, if Russ has to throw it 25 yards for a 10-yard gain, I'm fine with that. Because he's got the arm to do it.
Yeah, it's a net positive of 10 yards still.
It's just they need some creativity. And why they don't think of these things... Deep, go deeper.
Yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, like I do feel better about the offense under Clint Kubiak, and seeing kind of the rhythm that they called plays with early on in the game. And yeah, you just need to mix in that quick passing game. And it felt like they got away from it a little bit in the second half. But I love just those like quick little hitch routes to Dulcich and, you know, just some quick hitters and play action. And if you can run the ball, then that'll, you know, change a lot of stuff. But obviously that's a big if.
Yeah, and then we're waiting on Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler to get cleared to come back. They weren't at practice yesterday, and that's a walkthrough, which probably means, you know, they're just getting treatment on whatever their ailments are. At what point with these injuries, too, do you change what you're doing to keep guys healthy? I don't know. But it seems like everybody's got an ankle, a knee, and a hamstring issue that we need to help us win on offense.
Yeah, 20 minutes ago, according to Zach Stevens, Jacob Martin injured his knee per Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, cool. So our edge rusher now also hurt.
Yeah, he joins the other edge rushers who are hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
I'm fucking done. Just... oh,
what's like, are we can't be this cursed. Can we? I mean,
yeah. No, you can. You can.
I suppose you can.
I feel it now. We're gonna lose to the Panthers. That's what I feel like at this point.
Happy if we lose to Sam Darnold
before nothing.
Yeah. My God.
Not in the football world. Yeah, we'll see how serious that is. That the injury, they've got to do something to change it, because, and I'm not saying you can avoid injuries, but whatever the plan is, and it's not just been Hackett, it's been the last 3 years, this team has just been murdered by injuries. Change it. Do something different.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but like
PEDs, try them.
Maybe PEDs are the answer. Yeah.
Have they tried stretching? Is this team stretching?
Yeah, what if they just forgot to stretch all season?
Stretching or warming up? Which one are they not doing?
Is there a difference between warming up and stretching? I guess there is. Yeah.
You should be doing them both kind of simultaneously.
Yeah. High knees. First of all, it worked for us.
High knees at the highest elevations, maybe?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe
instead
of laughing, yeah, maybe we think outside the box. We take up a plane every day to warm up our team.
Look, that was probably Russ's best game, I think.
Yeah,
against the Jaguars. I don't want to call it a coincidence. Maybe we'd have to play all our games in the United Kingdom.
If we got to move to London, I'll do it if it'll bring us another championship.
Yeah, we're the London, the Denver Broncos of London.
Yes. The Denver Broncos of London.
Like the classic Warren Zevon song.
Yeah. That's what's funny is, like, every now and then I'll hear the argument when they're talking about, like, the logo change. And people are like, well, the nice thing about the D is it ties the team to Denver. You know, without that, there's no tie to Denver.
Yeah. How about the fact that there's stadiums there?
Yeah. And also, like, if a team decided to move to a new city, do you think changing the letter would be a problem?
Yeah. Like oh shit. We've got the truck. The U-Haul's all packed.
Yeah.
All the logistics are figured out, but we didn't change the logo.
Yeah. Oh, I got to go back to Denver. Shit. I remember that. I
totally had thought of that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that, like, in when they first changed. It's like, oh, they could just leave. Well, they could do that at any point. I just like the things that we believe in for no good reason. And finally, before we do our game picks, I don't want to drag this shit out. What do you have on the coaching, Sitch?
Yeah, so per ESPN's Dan Graziano.
I got you, Eagle.
Italian noises. Defensive coordinator Ejiro Evero is a candidate to become Denver's next head coach if it moves on from Hackett and doesn't turn to someone like Dan Quinn.
Okay, so we know the two favorites, Dan Quinn and Ejiro Evero.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess it signals that they aren't ruling out a defensive guy, obviously.
Yeah.
As we know, hiring an offensive guru does not necessarily equal good offense.
No.
That has become abundantly clear. I think we should have thought about that ahead of time, you know, maybe, you know, 9 months ago when we were talking about Nathaniel Hackett. But I think this is the first confirmation that Denver's actually giving consideration to Evero as a candidate.
Yeah.
At least this is the first like time I've heard an official report and not just a suggestion. Obviously it makes a lot of sense on both ends because they hired or they interviewed Dan Quinn last offseason. And Dan Quinn's defense is, you know, outside of that Packers game, performing really well again. Like they just held the Vikings to 3 points in Minnesota.
Yeah.
They're really good. He's a really good coach. I would be kind of conflicted, I think, this time around if it came down to Evero, who's obviously, you know, the most promising defensive coordinator we've had in a long time. Or Dan Quinn, whose defense is also, you know, kicking ass, but has that experience to go along with it. And plus, you know, the relationship with Russell Wilson in Seattle and the idea that you could bring along Schottenheimer Jr., Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah. I want Russell Wilson to not be criticized, but I want the Broncos to have to then deal with Marty Ball.
Yeah.
Bring back Marty Ball should be our slogan.
Here's the thing about Marty Ball is it was usually very successful.
Yeah.
Until and just not at the most important times. Yeah. Yeah. So I get that, you know?
Yeah. That like, if Quinn wanted it, it would be tough to choose between him and Evero. And I would lean towards Evero.
Yeah.
Only because every coach we've kind of went with has felt like the safe hire and it just hasn't worked.
Okay.
And Evero feels more like the young energy. You're not shaking things up too much. He's got the defense playing well, according to everybody but Mike Kliss. And it seems kind of just like,
that's incredible.
this cycle, like Kevin O'Connell, kind of the guy nobody really talked about, is doing well. Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Before Fangio kind of felt like the safe one. Vance Joseph. I don't know if that was the safest hire, but it felt we just knew he was always guy. And I just think maybe more just the obvious, because like Hackett was the obvious guy that they want.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll talk about that more. But Mike Kliss did tweet.
Incredible tweet. Incredible.
In case you missed it, the Herald of Denver D has given up crucial scores in the final 5 minutes in the last 7 consecutive games.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is digging so deep to shit on the strength of the team in hopes of taking some heat off Hackett, I think was his ultimate goal, because he quote tweeted it with, it's not all Hackett. And it is not all Nathaniel Hackett. He's not wrong about that. But you can say it's not all Hackett, and you don't need to say that the defense is a problem when it clearly hasn't been. And I think somebody responded in the tweet, was like, Yeah, sorry when the defense is asked to get their 17th consecutive stop of the game. They haven't been able to do it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I just thought it was humorous and wanted to.
I want to know, like, who is behind that, or if this is just him wanting to farm some interactions and ruffle some feathers. He seems like a real feather ruffler. Yeah. I don't know him personally. Too. He is sneaky.
Cause he's like kind of like a kind old wacky grandpa. And then, he'll hit you with something that used to be okay to say, but you shouldn't say it anymore.
Yeah. Well, he kind of cuts the figure of like an old lesbian. but you can tell he's catty because all like great journalists are little sneaky little cats.
Yeah, that's a good
listening. Listening through walls and bugging people and they just can't, they don't know when enough is enough. And that's why I could never be a serious journalist. This is why I do this with you because
this is why
I catty like that.
Belittled myself to join this collaboration.
But yeah, he is, he's a goofball and, we're going to pick some games.
We're going to pick some games and then we'll see where the standings are after we get through the picks. We're going to make it quick. We got Bills Lions.
Yeah. Give me the Bills.
Wow. 95% taking the Bills. Thought it'd be a little more weighted than that.
You think Dan Campbell saves his job, the last half of the season?
Yeah, I do. I think,
I hope so. Obviously.
I think the Lions are starting to put something together. They're getting a little balance into their football team. Giants, Cowboys. I also think this game might be good, but.
Yeah, I like the Cowboys. The Cowboys.
Ooh, two very different 7-3s. This one to me is really, what's it?
I was just going to say it's two different 7-3 records to me.
Oh, up above? Yeah, no, yeah. You're right.
We'll keep it moving.
Cowboys are going up and Giants are going down. That's the direction.
Yeah, yeah. So the Vikings are 8-2 and they have a negative point differential, which is really, really impressive. Mm-hmm. But also they got blown out by 37 points in one game. I kind of like the Patriots.
Yeah, I did too. 84 taking the Vikings seems pretty high to me.
Yeah, a lot of people watching Kirk in this game. You know what happens there.
Yeah, and it's just like the strength of New England is their defense, and I think they will figure a way to just remove Justin Jefferson. And the Vikings, when that happens, is when they've struggled the most. So we'll see. Ooh, Bucks, Browns, 85% taking Tampa Bay, Cleveland. They've got a lot of issues. And Tampa's defensive line has started to play really well. And we saw the Bills just completely shut down the Browns run game. And I think the Bucs will do that and get a win.
I like the Buccaneers here. This is their last game without Watson. So,
WW without Watson. All right. Bengals, Titans.
Good game.
Good game. Good. 55 taking Tennessee right now.
Let's go with the Jamar Chase will play.
Oh, that's right.
So this is a rematch of the AFC divisional round as well. I want to take the Titans, I think.
Oh, I want to take the Bengals, but I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Easy Dolphins.
Yeah, Kyle Allen starting for the Texans.
Oh yeah, they benched Davis Mills. That's right. And another benching. And another QB might not be playing.
Yeah, give me the so Mike White, not Flacco, is playing for the Jets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me the Jets.
All right. Yeah.
Especially without Fields.
Fields is hurt and or not playing.
Yeah.
All right. Commanders, Falcons. My gut's telling me Atlanta's going to get a win, even though I think Washington's a better football team playing better football right now.
I think Washington's just better.
Okay. Just know I said I thought you were going to win, Falcons fans, Broncos, Panthers. Look at this. We got 66% of the people thanking us. We're getting Sam Darnold, too, because Baker Mayfield's not starting.
Yep. Man, it feels like we just played Carolina, but I know this is a like one of those 17-game scheduling quirks. Give me – fuck. No, we have to beat the Panthers. Come on.
All right.
We have to.
Can Teddy Bridgewater come and just play offense, all-time offense?
Yeah. That'd make for a very for a much more interesting game, I think.
Yeah. Ravens over Jaguars.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yep.
Chargers over Cardinals.
Cardinals suck, dude. The Cardinals, like, Cliff Kingsbury's got to go.
Yeah, they got issues.
They're boring as hell on Hard Knocks, too.
Yeah, are they going to cover their coach getting fired for groping a woman in Mexico?
Yeah.
Cover that NFL?
Considering the team is final cut, I'm going to say probably not.
Ooh, Raiders, Seahawks.
Yeah, let's go with the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay. And then we thought this would be a good game, but Chiefs will beat the Rams, and I don't think it will.
Correct. It's going to be just like that 54-51 game back in 2018.
Oh, man. That was such a fun game.
Yeah. We should make a video about that game.
Ooh, we should.
The best game I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, we should try and see if that works. Just saying the best game I've ever seen. See if that gets clicks.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
All right. Yeah, I think the Niners are going to win here, Will.
I do too.
Did you see the Christian McCaffrey video, the graphic of him?
Yeah, I did.
I was
McCaffrey.
Yeah, we were watching that, and I tried to rewind that on the TV, but we couldn't find the remote. And then Jess found it a minute later. She's like, "You still need it?" I was like, "Nah, fuck it."
It's on Twitter.
Some people have it on Twitter already.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they do that on purpose, don't you?
Oh, 100% at this point.
Yeah.
They know people are going to friggin' like, they do. Somebody posts about one of those things every week.
Yeah.
But that one was funny. Okay. 85% taking the Philadelphia Eagles over the Packers.
Yeah, hard not to ride with the Eagles here.
All right. And then Monday Night Football. Oof. Wow, 74% going with Indianapolis over the Steelers.
I think I actually like the Steelers here.
I do too.
You just give me, you know, Mike Tomlin over Jeff Saturday feels like a safe choice, even if his team is very, very limited. Yeah. Do you think how long do you think they commit to Kenny Pickett over there?
All of next season, assuming they can't finagle a QB in free agency or the draft.
Yeah, because it's like if they just like go on a big losing streak and they're in position to take one of the quarterbacks, that would be an interesting discussion. But I think you're probably right.
Like, I think he deserves a chance to, what the heck is that? Why can I never find this? There we go. That's what I gotta click. He deserves a chance to go through the pain of learning, just as much as, if they're going to bench him, it should be this time next year, like Zach Wilson just got benched. He deserves that much time.
Yeah. I mean, if you're clearly like showing regression rather than growth in year two, like near the end of year two. Steve Tarr.
We get three-way tie up here. We got Steve. We got RJ. We got Caleb. Bam, bam, bam.
Wow.
Yeah. Juan Gonzalez, lone second place. Ryan Ladue.
Our guy, our man.
Kevin at 8. Aiden, Daniel, Luke.
Pal.
Christian. Oh, look, we're back on the front page.
Yes.
Okay.
This is where we make our move.
Yeah, we got 100 last week. Dang. All right.
Let's do it again, baby. Let's do it again.
We're back in it, baby. Okay. We made it through a podcast. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening to this dumb show every week on YouTube.
Yeah.
Will sucks at games. Don't forget to check out his channel. We won't have the Madden episode this week because we just got too much going on with the holidays, but we'll be back after the Broncos game.
Yep. Good night.
And God save the...
Hey, you know what time it is. DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL? DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team, taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any anytime touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.